This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gavin was telling us off the air he decided to have a little fun with his wife, Stacy.
Mm-hmm. At her expense.
Oh, good.
Stacy, if you're listening to this, just stop.
Just
stop listening.
Okay.
You know how those Facebook things go around? They kind of like become viral where you, it's always something different. This one specifically was about movies, but it's like, you know, talk about the top 10 favorite albums of all time, post a picture of it, and then tag somebody to keep it going and ask them what their top 10 favorite albums
of all time are. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. So somebody, my friend Mike, tagged me in one of these challenges, and it was for movies. So I went through, and at first, you know, every day for 10 days, you're supposed to just post a picture of your of movies that made an influence on your life, and you're supposed to then tag somebody else so that the challenge keeps going.
Right.
So at first, I tag all the usual suspects when it comes to my friends who are really into movies and stuff, and I start running out of people. So then I think to myself, like, well, I'm married. I should probably tag my wife in this. I mean, that'd be kind of a fun. He tagged his wife, you know, right before he tagged me. So then I thought, well, tagging her in something like this is a really bad idea because it's gonna spin her out.
Okay.
Whenever Stacy hates posting on Facebook.
Why?
She's an introvert. We have a running joke in the family that every single time she posts something on Facebook, I always go, now everybody's looking at you. Because she hates that.
Right.
That's what she thinks. On top of being an introvert, she also is an English major. So she's a grammar Nazi. So she scrutinizes everything twice on two different levels. Is everything spelled right? Is it grammatically? Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, she's also like, oh my God, are they going to think I'm stupid for writing this? Is it even funny? Oh my God. So then when I tag her in a 10-day challenge on Facebook, now she knows it's not law that she has to do it, but I had no idea it was going to spin her out as badly as it was.
You didn't?
No.
Because I can tell you that if you said your wife has to do something for 10 days through some sort of social media thing, she's not going to be able to stop in the middle of it. Because if she did it for 2 days, she's going to have to finish because she's OCD.
It was way worse than that.
Oh, God.
Way worse than that. I come home and I see a piece of paper sitting there, and it has just probably 50 movie titles written on it. And I'm going, what the hell is this? And I find out that my wife, as soon as she was tagged in it, one, didn't want to do it, but two, felt like she had to do it or she was letting people down.
Oh my God.
Okay? So then she spent so much time on this. She had schematics. She was going through IMDb websites. What are the greatest movies of all time? How many of those affected me? I really like Angelina Jolie. Is she in any of these? She had lines drawn. She had things. She had dummy lists. Like, she had all of these things laid out, and she was putting so much time into this, and she was trying to figure out, like, okay, so if I do this, which one am I going to do first? I can't do that one first. No one will take me seriously. Like, it was hilarious, and I come home, and I actually felt bad a little bit for a second, not really, because it was so funny to watch her just spinning in a circle trying to, because I pranked her. That was a successful prank.
You knew that this was going to happen to her, but not this bad.
Not that bad.
Okay, because if you told me I had no idea she was going to react this way, I'd call you a dirty liar.
Well, I didn't know this was going to be this bad. And the problem now is that I tagged her in it probably like a week ago, and now she's getting anxiety because she thinks people are waiting for her to post about it.
So she hasn't posted one yet?
Not yet. She can't make up her mind on stuff.
Have you apologized yet?
No, I'm having too much fun.
Gavin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.